You need to accept responsibility every time you pull the trigger, every bullet, forever. I nodded my head. I remember tearing up because of the enormity of what he'd said had finally gotten through. I'd have the power of life and death over other people. It's an awesome and terrifying responsibility, and the person I loved and wanted to impress most in the world had entrusted me with this responsibility. That night in Iraq, I performed mundane little tasks as the last 5 minutes of the lives of those strangers in the truck ticked down. Checking the safety, straightening the ammo belt so the rounds would feed correctly and not jam, securing my earplugs, spitting out my gum. Over the radio, I checked my clearance to fire. The platoon leader broke in with a yelling whisper, "Check fire. Repeat, check fire. Do not shoot." That was weird, I thought. I popped back up to check the truck. Still coming. Suddenly, a loud burst of machine gun fire erupted from the squad net situated near the IED. Tracers arced across the night sky toward the truck, low, fast, and deadly. A few scattered rifle shots barked out, then silence. The truck cut a sharp turn back to town and roared off. Our MRAP raced to where the truck had turned around, spotlights piercing the darkness, guns up and out. Two men, dumped from the truck, lay on the ground, one twitching and bleeding. The platoon medic kept them alive until a medevac helicopter arrived and ferried them to a hospital. Though I never learned who they were or what they were doing, I was 90% sure that night, as I am now, that they were coming out to pick up the IED and use it later. The other 10% of me sometimes wonders if I had shot, regardless of who was in the vehicle, under the rules of engagement, I would have been cleared legally. Ethically, I believe I would have been cleared too, even the circumstances. Morally, I'm not so sure. Morally, I believe we answer to a higher power than rules of engagement, or even the letter of the law. Morally, I believe someday I'll be called to account for the things I've done or neglected to do. Some days I'm not sure whether I'll be able to do that. What I am sure of today in my early 30s, the same way I was sure of it on that moonless March night when I was 21 and when I was a wide-eyed child at a family dinner table in one of life's most important lessons, is that once you pull the trigger, you own it forever because the bullet never, ever comes back.